Good morning, everyone on the radio.
Not necessarily the news.
Sound bells?
Sound the bells.
Bells are sounding.
He is the good news.
It is a Not Necessarily the News for a Friday, where we gather here today to celebrate the union of news and entertainment. And it is certainly a rocky relationship. We welcome all of our Hank fans that are online streaming and having fun, no doubt, already in the comments section, everyone. Well, he went on the internet yesterday. Some say it's called social media. And Chief Amazonian Jeff Bezos went to ask people who they think the next 007 James Bond should be and will be. Because Amazon now owns the movie-making franchise of James Bond. Now, they had previously said that they would stay out of it and leave it to the long-standing, since the beginning, Broccoli family that had produced and been a part of every single James Bond movie. But this looks to backtrack on this. And he said yesterday, who'd you pick as the next Bond? Got all sorts of course, things. Henry Cavill, which I actually kind of like. He was Superman, and he's British. So I just, right there, you don't have to fake a bad British accent. James Norton, he's on Happy Valley. Some guy named Aaron Taylor Johnson. Idris Elba came up again.
Oh, yeah.
Even Timothy Chalamet, which I don't see that at all. So a new James Bond will be hand-selected. How you feel about that? By Jeff Bezos.
Shaken, not stirred. Does he come with a martini?
It's probably going to be a couple of years before the next Bond movie even starts production, though. But one thing, I don't know who he's going to pick, but I can guarantee you, you can say goodbye to the villain being a bald industrialist plotting world domination.
Yeah.
Unless he wants to cast himself.
Yeah. There's options. So what's a guy to do when your son is a bona fide superstar and you've got to pay off a few DUI convictions? Well, get in the ring, of course. Patrick Mahomes Sr. Making news today as he is set to be boxing it out with John Rocker of MLB fame for a whopping $85,000. You may remember after the Super Bowl, there was an altercation between the two in New Orleans. Turns out that may have been staged to drum up publicity. It's almost like it's not real if it's on the internet. And as you can imagine, the Patrick Mahomes of the Chiefs fame, Junior, not too happy with all this and trying to do his best to prevent this from actually happening.
Super proud of that.
Yeah, that's not where you belong, Dad.
Well, where she belongs is anywhere Reba wants to be, and that includes a couple of places on NBC. She surprised the cast after she had just gotten the news that Happy's Place, her sitcom, has been renewed for a second season. So that also has, of course, of the Reba back in the old days, sitcom days, Melissa Peterman on there, and her boyfriend Rex Lynn, too. So that has been actually, in a day and age where the sitcom is certainly not the main offering for networks, because, you know, outside of a game show that they put on, it actually takes money to produce these things.
Yeah, that's the problem.
And writing staffs and stuff like that. Except just, you know, a game show where you have to put Rob Lowe on a floor. But yes, Reba been doing well in the ratings, and certainly enough for NBC to greenlit it full season number two. Yeah. Congratulations there, Fancy.
You know, Bobbo up in Coeur d'Alene,
big fan
of the Happy's Place.
Loves the Happy. Mm-hmm. It's going to make him very happy.
So just a few weeks ago, Hurricane Helene devastated North Carolina, and Eric Church is doing something about it. His charity, Chief Cares, plans to build 100 homes for 100 families in the area. All this is going to kick off in April. He plans to have 40 of those homes finished by June. Says that anytime a community needs help, it's always the community next door that comes running, and they've all been devastated, so they've made it their mission to be that community next door.
Yeah, Eric Church, Statesville, North Carolina, just above Charlotte there. And it's not worth the trip. I wouldn't go there, but okay. It's a lovely area. It is. Wasn't so lovely yesterday for Team USA, the much ballyhooed Four Nation face-off final between Canada and the United States. Went to overtime. And congratulations, Kanata. You are the winners, a 3-2 victory in hockey over the United States, to which Justin Trudeau went to, posted on X, quote, "You can't take our country and you can't take our game." An NHL-based, Canadian-based team has not won the Stanley Cup, though, since, I do believe, the 90s. So, go get them, eh? And then also in sports news. Yeah. The WWE announced that on tonight, Friday Night SmackDown, The Rock will be on there.
Whoa.
And it was semi-announced, but kind of rumored, that a new movie directed by Martin Scorsese might star Leonardo DiCaprio, having a birthday tomorrow, Emily Blunt, and The Rock.
Whoa.
As a Hawaiian
gangster
family crime boss. So, Scorsese smelling what he's cooking.
I did it.
Yeah.
For The Rock.
We're going to need more aloha and fire dancers in that one.
Cinema.
Ha! So here's the deal. If you've ever been to New York City, a lot of people just absolutely positively love those hot dogs that you're going to find on almost any corner in downtown Manhattan. So you ever want that taste right in the heart of Texas? Well, Nathan's Famous Hot Dogs, they've got the solution. They are selling cans of New York City tap water. Limited edition, only available for a limited time. You'll get a 4-pack and a coupon for free hot dogs, so you can actually make them in the comfort of your own kitchen. You can go to Nathan's website to enter the contest. Yeah, apparently not sold in any store.
I wonder why. Studio today kind of smells like hot dog water.
Yeah, you think it's the
something funky fire going on in here.
Is it the fire start?
I'm not sure. The Seattle penthouse from 50 Shades of Grey is now on the market. $11.5 million for the 5,000-plus square foot home. It was used specifically for the exterior shots, but some inside. Its open floor plan features a wet bar, butler's pantry, and a special room.
Oh.
I don't know. And then finally, essentially yesterday, he made it official. Senator Mitch McConnell out of Kentucky has decided to retire. He is 83, and Mitch McConnell announcing he will not seek re-election, opening up that Kentucky Senate seat that is about to be a free-for-all out there. Mitch McConnell, the second oldest serving senator at the age of 83, and when asked about what he plans to do, in about 4 years, might run for president.
Aww.